Now, we've got a beautiful mind right here.
Banksy, let's go to the guru who knows how to answer these big questions on his podcast at Podcast One, Adam Spencer. Good morning.
Hey.
How are we, guys? How are we going?
A bit dusty.
And confused somewhat. So, Adam, the big question that has been asked of me that I'm passing on to you now.
I want to know, why does dust exist?
That's a great question. Philosophically, why does dust exist? Just, I guess, to remind us how lazy we are. what is dust? Where does it come from? Okay, so let's start with if you see a dust storm outside, it's pretty obvious that that's dirt that's been blown up off the ground. Yes, soil. There might be a little bit of pollen in it. There could be soot or something if there's been fires nearby. We understand the idea of dust outside. You might be surprised to know, more than half of the dust in your house is probably dust that's come from outside. It's been brought in on people's shoes when you leave a window open,
100%.
Dirty training gear, that sort of stuff. So most of the dust in your house is just outside dust, but then it's filled in with things like carpet fibers, that dirty old lounge that you should have got rid of a few years ago, stuff coming off that, cat hair. Girlfriend's hair, she's been around to visit because she genuinely molts. And don't get me wrong, I love her, but you can tell when she's been to visit.
She's got the winter coat.
There's a misconception. There is a little bit of animal hair. There's a bit of dead human skin in your dust, but some of the urban myths say 80% of the dust in your house is dead human skin. That's not the case. The vast bulk of your dead skin goes down the sinkhole or the shower hole, or you keep it and eat it like I do.
I'm so glad you put that one to rest because that grosses me out big time.
Yeah, that's why my girlfriend and I are so compatible. She molts and I eat dead skin. So if someone tries to convince you that 80% of the dust in your house is dead skin, they're having a bit of a lead. Most of it comes from outside, then it's filled in with all that other stuff.
Firstly, Adam, I didn't know there was so much information on dust, firstly.
Yeah. I mean, talking about this is just hot, I must say.
Yeah.
Total filth.
Now, maybe you can clear this up for me. I've also heard that there's parts of meteorites in dust as well that has come from the cosmos.
Yeah, I mean, I read a stat the other day that suggests the Earth is hit by up to 17,000 meteorites, was it per day or per year? But yeah, the Earth is constantly bombarded by things from outer space. There's even some theories that life on Earth could have begun by basic life particles being transported in and dropped in by meteors. Meteors wiped out the dinosaurs. So it actually makes sense that a percentage, I've got no idea how much it is, of the stuff that we accumulate on Earth would come from the 17,000 meteorites that hit the Earth every year.
Wow, and are you saying the dinosaurs were extinct because of allergies or dust allergies?
Yeah, it was my girlfriend again. She went and molted and it wiped out an entire species.
Oh, wow.
I get the answer here to the question, which is dust exists so that cleaning companies can make money.
Yeah, that's a big part of it as well, let's be honest. You can even have, like, in houses where DDT, the chemical, was sprayed 50 years ago, there can still be trace particles of that sort of stuff in the accumulated dirt and grime around the house. It's one of those things in science that most of us don't think about it at all. There's a small percentage of people who really study it, and it's just a fascinating and often overlooked part of our world.
Yeah, until we have that question posed to us and we go, I have no idea. Let's ask the guy who answers the big questions, Adam Spencer.
Absolute pleasure as always.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.